Meteorologist Ed Kieser says we'll have sun, we'll have clouds, we'll have wind today. And he'll be along with details after AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. A drop in natural gas prices will result in lower Ameren bills as the heating season gets underway. A softening worldwide demand for energy bills means for the company's three utilities, the rates will go down more than 20% next month. Spokesman Lee Morris says Ameren remains cautiously optimistic that natural gas prices will remain lower for a while. But he says there's no chance that rates will drop to what they were in 2007.
Crude oil hasn't gone back to the price it was a year ago. And everything at my grocery store hasn't gone back to the price it was a year ago. And it's a product of supply and demand. It's what market forces put it at. And remember, we were buying natural gas for delivery in the winter. We were purchasing it in the summer.
Ameren IP customers will see the biggest drop, with a 35% decrease in November bills from recently. Ameren Silco bills will go down 27%. Ameren CIPS customers would pay 22% less. Morris says the company always buys natural gas in advance, and a portion of it is hedged or price protected to protect against swings in the marketplace in the winter months. Meanwhile, Ameren says it's no time to let up on energy conservation measures like furnace inspections, reducing hot water usage, and enrolling in Ameren's budget billing program. The State Board of Elections has turned down a state representative candidate's complaint against the man who tried to get him off the ballot. Last month, Republican Frank Calabrese filed a complaint against Pat Devaney, who had challenged Calabrese's slating against 103rd District State Representative Naomi Jacobson. Calabrese had complained that Devaney spent enough money to be required to register as a political action committee. But yesterday, the State Board of Elections sided with its hearing officer, who decided that there was no justifiable grounds to support Calabrese's complaint. Linda Abernathy says she won't run for a second term as City of Champaign Township Supervisor, and she's endorsing her assistant, Deanne Winston, for the Democratic nomination for the office next spring. Abernathy focused on trying to increase funding for township assistance for the poor in her 4 years as supervisor, but she ran into funding problems. Voters rejected the township tax increase in 2006, and the Champaign County Council, which serves as the town board, rejected Abernathy's request for city funding for township assistance. Now, Champaign voters will consider a small tax hike request next month, and Abernathy says Winston is ready to continue her fight for greater township assistance.
While I had financial experience from my other jobs and actually running and founding of Best Interest of Children, she comes with, you know, the academic credentials. I have a passion for the poor. And I will continue with that passion, but she actually sharpens all of that up.
Abernathy says she decided not to run again in part due to frustration over her efforts to increase funding, but also due to health problems. She was treated for breast cancer 2 years ago and is undergoing tests to see if it's spread. Former Chicago Police Commander John Burge has been arrested. Burge faces federal charges for lying about the torture of criminal suspects in the 70s and 80s. Chicago Mayor Richard Daley reacted to the news not long after yesterday's arrest.
There's no room whatsoever for any type of torture by any individual, whether in local or any type of governments.
Daley was Cook County State's attorney at the time of the alleged abuse. The mayor says he shouldn't be blamed for not investigating or prosecuting Burge.
I was very proud of my role as prosecutor. I was not the mayor. I was not the police chief. You can't hold me responsible. It'd be like holding anyone responsible.
Burge is scheduled to be arraigned next month. Teachers at Rantoul Township High School are now working under a new contract. School board members unanimously ratified a three-year contract Monday, a week after teachers did the same. Superintendent David Wicro says it calls for an average pay increase of 4.5% each year for teachers and contains no significant changes in other benefits. Champaign County residents on jury duty will get a little more in mileage reimbursement beginning next month or in December, but worries about the budget kept the Champaign County Board from making the increase as large as originally planned. The board voted 18-4 to raise the amount the jurors are paid for driving to the courthouse from the current 20 cents a mile to 30 cents. The original plan was for 45 cents a mile, was lowered in committee. Members like Republican Alan Nudo say the larger increase would eat even further into the county's contingency fund.
And the question I have is, when do we start to stop? We are already in 30% of our contingency fund before the year starts. Where do we start to stop and say, hey, we have got to get real about this thing?
County officials want to keep the contingency fund high in case Carl Hospital wins its tax exemption case in court and the county has to refund $248,000 in revenue. Our next report is at 8:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your Jerry's IGA stores on Kirby Avenue in Champaign, in Sullivan, and Maggio's IGA in Tolono. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
And we'd like to thank the 1,223 who contributed more than $211,000 to WYLL in our just-completed fall membership campaign. Good morning, meteorologist Ed Keiser. That's $11,009 over our goal of $200,000 for the campaign. And
that's
big
excellent.
Thanks to all. Yeah, and welcome to the 154 new friends at WYLL who joined us for the first time.
And I also want to thank those that called yesterday morning during my little challenge, adding $10 to each pledge that came in starting at 7:35 yesterday morning until about 7:51. And
yeah.
We finally have a total.
Was that about 18?
18.
Wow.
18 that called in during that short period of time. So I wrote out a check.